Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm Francesca, your host with the most emotions today. This might be too much information, maybe not. We're all friends here. But I've just had my first period after giving birth. What is that? 8.5 months? 9 months? It feels very full circle. It's like 9 months in, 9 months out. Everything's kind of starting to go a little tiny bit back to normal, both in my body and just the babies are growing, and it's a very beautiful thing, but also it brings up some emotions. This month in the book club, we are doing You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and it is a very emotional book, and it said at the beginning, this will begin to stir up and shift some things inside of you. So if initially things seem to be a little bit worse, then that's why. It's because things are shifting and moving. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Now, as a result of this, of course, that's exactly what's happened in my life. And I have had one of the most stressful periods in my life due to the breakdown of a relationship. And it got me thinking about how relationships are one of the biggest things that affect our enjoyment or our quality of life. Now, I'm not just talking about if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. If you're single like me, that's not what I'm talking about. If you think about it, life is all relationships. Whether it be with your colleagues, your friends, your family, your own children, a partner, an ex-partner, whatever it might be, we are surrounded by relationships and we are so affected by them when they turn bad. Now, you only have to think about when you have fallen out with a friend. There's no worse feeling, is there? It is fucking horrible when you have an argument with a friend. It seems to just ruin your entire day. It's hard to think about anything else. Likewise, if you're in a relationship, particularly where you live together and you can't escape that fucking person, if you are having a bad time with your partner, everything feels like it's just gone to shit because it's just so horrible. Even if you take something like a phone company or your Wi-Fi company, if you have a bad relationship with one of your service providers, even that, it sounds really silly, but that can cause massive, massive stress in your life. And we ain't got no time for drama and stress in our goddamn lives, okay? Now, I'm thinking back over my life, you know, at times I've had strained relationships with members of my family and it has massively, massively affected my quality of life. I remember I had this colleague also called Francesca at like my first ever full-time job and her presence in my office made my life fucking hellish. I remember just being on the train every day home and just crying to my sister, like full on crying because it affected my life that badly. Now, although money troubles are very stressful to have, or work troubles or health troubles, of course, I think relationships more than anything can really just drag us down. Also, if you're in that space, and I'm not going to lie, I 100% was in that space today. I had a very, very stressful day. Like I say, my period came back for the first time in 9 months and that does kind of make me think, okay, my hormones are a little bit all over the place as well. But tonight I had to record a chapter of my Patreon book club and I nearly didn't because I was sitting here in tears having just got off the phone to someone in my life whose relationship is very, very strained with me at the moment, very, very difficult. And I was sitting on my sofa just crying, upset about the whole thing. It just takes the wind out your sails, doesn't it? It makes you just not want to do anything. And I was sitting here thinking, hang on a second, why am I trying to get the courage together to go and record my podcast and be upbeat and be lively and be happy when that's not how I'm feeling? I've always been as honest with you all as I can and honest with you with my results with the law of attraction. And that's the thing, is I don't want people to think that just because you believe in the law of attraction or you've to some point mastered it a little bit, that you are immune to having down days or negative situations in your life. I still have negative situations in my life, but here's the difference. Because of the tools that I have learned through the number of self-development books I've done, the amount of years that I've practiced the law of attraction, I know that I have control over any negative situation in my life. At any point, I can remember and check myself, remember myself and say, Fran, you can turn this around through your mindset. Now, let's remember one of my favorite equations. Event plus reaction equals outcome. You can't control the events that happen to you. You can't control what shit other people are going to bring to your door, whether it is a friend, a colleague, your sister, whoever it is. You can't change that. But what you can change is your reaction to that happening. And as a result, that is going to change the outcome. Not only is it going to change the physical real world outcome, but the work that you do is going to change your inner your inner reality, because we all sit there having just come, you know, hung up the phone from an argument or stormed out of the room from an argument, and you feel physically traumatized from it, don't you? Like, I know I do. I feel physically ill from it. I manifest migraines from it. It's a very traumatic thing to go through. And I know that we all know what that is like. And my aim here is to bring that down as much as you can, and to help you move past this and through this and come out the other side with the highest good for all being the result. So if you have somebody in your life that is causing you stress and drama, or the relationship is causing you a lot of pain, here's what I want you to do and here's what I do. when I remember, because of course sometimes things have to get really bad before I remember, and then I'm like, oh shit, Fran, you have a whole fucking podcast about this, why don't you just practice what you preach? And if you're thinking, Fran, you sound quite upbeat, you don't sound like you've been crying on the sofa for an hour, that's because I have done these steps, and actually within an hour my vibration has bounced right back up, not super high, but I have bounced back up a couple of notches on the old emotional scale, and I'm feeling good, so I want to share it with you. So here's what I do immediately. Number one is, you are going to want to make a list of the things that you are thankful for about that person. Now, if this person is fucking with your life, you might find this incredibly difficult to do. You might feel like you don't want to waste any of your good energy and your good thoughts on this person, but let me tell you, it is going to heal you. And by some fucking form of magic, it's going to change their reaction as well. It's going to change their reaction to you, even if they never even know that you do this. I personally do like to share with people sometimes when the setting is appropriate, to share with them what I'm thankful for. I mean, I remember my ex-husband and I used to be in the worst arguments, and I would actually send him a list of things that I was thankful for about him. And he must think, what's this fucking bitch? This bitch is crazy. Like, we're arguing, we're divorced, and she's sending me things that she's thankful for about me. But I did it, and I tell you what, I felt so much better for it. Now, if you are struggling to think of things, there is always, always, always stuff to be thankful for. So you're just going to have to dig deep. And once you start making that list, you'll be surprised at how many things that you find. Now, the next thing I want you to do is to make a list of the things that you are thankful for about the situation or about the argument that has arisen. Now, this might be even more difficult than the first fucking list, to be honest with you, because if it's full of pain, if it's full of trauma, if it's full of stress, you've got to remember, you're looking at it from your point of view, your perspective. Try and look at it objectively and try and look at the positives that will come out of this. Now, I would say, as an example, just because it's the only one that really springs to my mind, but like, my ex-husband and I, we used to have a lot of conflict when there was, you know, situations of where, you know, we moved out of our marital home, or I did, me and Beau did. We moved back to London. So there was a lot of stress over where we were going to live, what we're going to do. And I would just turn that shit around and be like, there are so many positives to this. This gives me the opportunity, after having been married with a baby for several years and sort of living in suburbia, I get to go back and live in London for one last hurrah for a year, to go and have this experience with my baby girl, like, before she starts school. How amazing is that? I would think, I'm so thankful that my ex-husband is a good dad and that he actually wants to be involved in my daughter's life. I'm so thankful that he's very intelligent and very resourceful, and that I know that when she's older, if she said, I want to learn how to sail a yacht, he will literally find the best course, he'll find the best teacher, he'll find the best experience for her, because that's just what he's like. There's a lot of things about him that I do not appreciate, and there's a lot of things that I don't like, but I would strive to find all of the good things in the situation and in the person. Now, this works for a friend, this works for a colleague, this works for anyone in your goddamn life. Once you've written these two lists, read over them either in your mind or out loud. And for each one, like if you were doing the 10 blessings in the morning for, if you were doing the magic, which is a fantastic 28-day manifestation process. If you haven't done it, you truly should. It will change your life. Actually, that's a good point to add in. If you are having, I'm not talking about one little, you know, a little tiff. I'm talking about an ongoing difficult relationship in your life that is really affecting your daily life, I would highly recommend doing the magic as well. It's a 28-day process that will literally change your life. It will dissolve problems. It will, honestly, I've gone on about the magic enough. You don't need me to keep talking about it, but it's something I would highly recommend doing if you want to have a positive outcome to whatever this situation is. So anyway, once you've written these two lists, like I say, you want to go through them, read them out loud or in your mind, and at the end of each point that you've made, say thank you, thank you, thank you. Say thank you to the person, thank you to the situation, and really look for the good. There's good in everything. You've got to find it. You're going to have to fucking dig deep. Now, what I like to do next is to visualize the best outcome for all involved. The best outcome that you want, visualize it every day. Every day until you feel better. There's no hard and fast rules. If you just need to do it today, put a song on. Choose one song that you feel like represents this situation or you find relaxing or calming or whatever. And just dedicate 3 minutes of your life to just listening to the song, deep breathing, and just visualizing you getting on with this person, you laughing with them, you saying, okay, cool, I'll see you later. Like just having a nice, easy relationship once again. If it's your spouse, your partner, whatever, visualize yourself when you were your happiest and imagine yourself getting back to that point. The power of visualization is not to be underestimated. And if you do this repeatedly for say, do it a week, do it for a week, you would be amazed at the outcome.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
Now, finally, I want you to create a mantra. I am a big fan of mantras recently, like the last couple of months. And you can create a mantra that is specific to this person or this situation. Now, like I say, we have been reading You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and she has a mantra, which I just want to read to you because I'm just going to read a part of it because it's quite long. But there was a part that really spoke to me. And it says, I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Now, just that line alone, that could be something that you just repeat to yourself 10, 20, 50, 100, 500 times a day. You could write it on your hand. You could write it on your mirror, somewhere where it will remind you. Put it as a screensaver on your phone. Put it as a screensaver on your laptop, for God's sake. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. What an amazing, amazing affirmation. But anyway, it doesn't end there. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. Now, you could read that every day. Something I've been doing with my mantras, which I'm really enjoying, is I keep them in my bathroom so that every time I go to the toilet, I can sit and read it whilst I'm weeing. Is that slightly weird? Yes, but it works. I found something that works for me. I also read it when I'm brushing my teeth. I also read it while I'm washing my face. There's plenty of opportunities in the day to reread your mantra and just have it really get in there on a cellular level. Now, something to consider is this person that you're having beef with, this person that's fucking up your life. What is it in that person that upsets you so much? Be honest with yourself. What is it that they do that just fucking pisses you off? Try and find three things. Now, once you've done this, look at yourself. Look at yourself cold and hard. I don't know what I mean by that. Do you possess those qualities? Are those things that you have had to fight to overcome in your life? Now, I had a colleague. I'm really sorry if you're part of the book club, because I know that our most recent chapter was pretty much what I'm just going to talk about now. But I had a colleague who I would have huge emotional arguments with. And when we weren't getting on, it would literally cause me so much stress in my life. It would make me so ill. Now, the things about her that I found really difficult were things like she wouldn't turn up to work on time, she would let people down, she was inconsistent, she wasn't very professional in a lot of ways. And I realized that those were all the ways that she used to make up weird illnesses, always something wrong with her. Those were all things that I used to have in my life when I was in a job that I didn't like. So I quite often think of myself as two different people. And sorry, I hate to keep referring back to the book club because I feel like I'm like, guys, join my book club. But in You Can Heal Your Life, we have all these limiting beliefs, or we have these beliefs about ourselves that we were told when we were younger, maybe as children or even as adults. And something that I hadn't actually realized is that those things might have been true at one point. Sometimes they're not even true, and people tell you things about yourself that are not true. I think a lot of famous people tend to say that about teachers, don't they? They're like, my teacher said that I'd amount to nothing, and now, and they just fucking remember it like it's burnt into their mind. But sometimes these things are true. And if I look back at myself at school, at college, and in my early 20s working in jobs I hated, I was always late. I was unreliable. I never turned up. I used to make up illnesses. And actually, sometimes I used to genuinely make myself ill because I think I was just so uneasy in my setting. So these are all things that trigger me. When I see them in another person, it triggers what I felt in myself. Now, I have done the work this month from this incredible book. If you are interested in reading it, I'll leave a link down below. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. It truly is transformational. And what I've learned from that book is, although all of those things were true about me, they are no longer true today because I've done a certain amount of self-development. I've done a certain amount of work to become the person I am today. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect now, but I have eradicated a lot of those things from my life. But sometimes our brains don't catch up and we still feel like we are that same person. And of course, unless you are living the same year over and over again and not making any goals, not developing yourself in any way, you are not the same person now as you were 5, 10, 20 years ago. And so that's something important to think about, is what is it that's triggering you in this person? Can you find it in yourself? Or is it something that you saw in one of your parents and it triggers you to see it in another person? I don't fucking know. I'm not qualified. But that's something for you to look inside and really delve into that. But let me just tell you, you can improve any relationship by doing these things. And the best thing is you can't make it worse. By thinking loving thoughts about somebody, by expressing your gratitude for them, whether it's in person or on paper, a piece of paper that they'll never see, you can't do any wrong by doing this. And I just want to read you a little tiny chapter from You Can Heal Your Life. And it says, this is the only way to change others. Sorry, that all that stuff I was talking about, basically, this is the only way to change others. Change ourselves first. Change your patterns and you will find that they are different too. Blame is useless. Blaming only gives away our power. Keep your power. Without power, we cannot make changes. The helpless victim cannot see a way out. Now, she's talking there about identifying those things that you're finding so exasperating in another person, turning it inward and seeing what it reflects in your life. Why have you attracted this person? Why have you attracted these traits? Why have you attracted this situation into your life? And then working through a number of practices on yourself and eradicating it. And then through that, the other person's actions, believe it or not, will change. It's incredible. It's like fucking magic. Is this working? Oh my God, thank God. Do you know what? My fucking MacBook is like over 10 years old and I think it's on its way out, guys. I think I need to buy a new one. My microphone just keeps like, anyway, you don't want to hear all this. I genuinely hope that this has helped someone today. There's so many of you that listen now. There's got to be someone sitting there just thinking, oh, I feel so shit about this situation. And I just want to say to you that there's also something you can do on a practical level. If you've just come out of an argument and you know that feeling where you're like shaking and you're breathing heavily and you just feel so fucking awful, you can do things on a practical level rather than sitting there and stewing about it or going on your phone or doing something low vibe. Get up and do something. Clean the kitchen, clear out a cupboard, take a walk, or do something that you have put off. Now, this is one of my favorite things to do. So say, for example, you have really put off something boring like paying a water bill or starting your tax return or doing something. You feel really shitty right now, right? But you want to take your mind off of it. So if you feel shitty anyway, you might as well do something shitty. And actually, by the end of it, you will have not only taken your mind off of it, you will have achieved something that you've been putting off and dreading. And you also, the little bit of passage of time, you will actually feel a little bit better. But also go easy on yourself. After you've done something like that and you've altered your state a little bit, do something that you enjoy. Just focus your energy and your attention on raising your vibration a little bit higher up the scale if you can. So whether that's going and having a bath, watching something funny on TV, talking to a friend, whatever it might be, just indulge yourself and go do that. Things always feel a lot better after a good night's sleep. So all you have to do is kind of get through today and I promise you will wake up tomorrow and you will feel better about this situation. Okay, I've just switched microphones because that other one is just trying to ruin my life. My laptop is also hotter than the sun, so I am going to wrap this up and just try and, I don't know, let my equipment cool down. I don't know. Can you tell I'm not very technical minded? I'm like, let's just let it cool down overnight. I'm sure it will be fine. Anyway, I hope this has helped you. If you are interested in reading Heal Your Life along with a load of other badass bitches that want to do it together, then come and join the book club. We start a new book on the first of every month. You can come and follow me on Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or at Francesca Amber. I'm at both of them, let's be honest. And if you enjoy this podcast and you want to help, you can rate and review and subscribe. Those three things really, really help. And actually, to rate a podcast takes literally 2 seconds. You literally just click the amount of stars. I mean, I would suggest 5, but I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. And leaving a review, it's all great. And subscribing, all three of them, they're great. But if you only have time, if you have like 1 second, rating it would be incredible. Thank you so, so much. And thank you for listening. I will see you next week for another episode. Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.